Listen and Live Audio presents Hounded by David Rosenfeld. Read for you by Grover Gardner. Dedicated to Dr. Sean O'Donnell and the amazing staff at Miles Hospital, they are the reasons Andy Carpenter lives on. Pete Stanton figured he was the poorest person in the room. Of course, it was always possible that he was wrong. Maybe the servants had been allowed to attend, since it was their boss who was being eulogized. Having had no experience with servants, Pete was not in a position to venture an educated guess about that. And if he asked the guys at the precinct, chances are they wouldn't know either. One after another, the speakers spoke about what a wonderful woman Catherine Reynolds was and what a caring and compassionate life she led. She was a philanthropist, and a litany of charities that benefited from her largesse were cited. Jokes were told about her eccentricities and unique character traits, but all were gentle and ultimately meant to praise. This was a memorial service, not a roast. The deceased had died weeks earlier, and the funeral had been small and private. This was a chance for everyone else to pay their respects. Based on the speeches, Catherine Reynolds was a woman without a flaw, and Pete figured that's how it should be. If you're not